Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I did not say anything about that.
Are you sure?
This is a good question, but the answer is no. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
What's the question?
No question. We're talking about work that we shouldn't complain about.
We're just flirting with each other.
We are just, we're having our morning flirt, Yuzette.
It's our thing.
Can you stay out of it, please? Let us have our little moment together.
Come on, I just wanted to be the third.
Oh. Well, okay.
I'll take care of the areas that you don't want to take care of on Vinny.
There are so many.
He's a dirty boy.
You're a dirty girl.
That you don't want to do that I'm willing to do. Well, is that going to make you happy, Vinny?
It's going to make me happy.
I will do that. I will do that for you.
Whatever makes Vinny happy is what I'm into. You look good with those glasses on.
They're so necessary now. It's embarrassing. By the way, I died and gone to heaven with all the more attention than I could probably handle. But what I'm trying to finish.
Flirting
yeah,
with you?
I mean, that's crazy.
Two? Listen, we'll start every show like that if that's what you want. What, you know what? Whatever
I'm pretty
cures
good at slurping,
you,
Vinny.
I'm sure you are.
I am hungry.
Happy Friday, everybody!
Yeah, it is.
I feel like it's going to be a wild day.
I would love it to be a wild day.
All right, then.
Leave them on.
I will. I'm in.
No! Don't take them off. Leave them on.
I'm in that unique place that is. These things are necessary when I walk around now. Not because I can see the stairs. I don't bump into things. I have a good, but I can't see people 20 feet away.
Right.
They're blurry. And what's happening is, especially in my new neighborhood, when I'm not wearing my glasses, I think I'm driving by people I know and I'm not waving. I just don't know that I think I just missed my neighbor Mark.
Oh my God.
Oops. And I don't know if he waved. I can't even tell if that was...
Right.
And then you have this thought, was I just rude?
Yeah.
Did I not... I'm with you there. Like, that person keeps looking at me. Do they know me? They know me like we're friends? Or do they know me from the show? Or like, what is happening? I don't know.
Yeah, there's, eyesight's important. And so...
Well, but the flip is, so what I was getting at is the unique thing is that... Well, it's not unique. We probably all have some kind of level of this as we age. But so I can't see the distance, but I can still see close.
Yeah.
So I don't need glasses to see this at all.
Now, when you have those glasses on, does it make it harder to see that?
Oh, it ruins it completely. So I have to go on and off.
Right. That was my beef with the...
Need some bifocals. Up, down.
Yeah,
up,
actually,
down.
Those progressives, but those take a lot of getting used to.
It does. It really messes with your equilibrium.
If you don't need those to read, keep it that way as long as possible. I'm telling you, as soon as I started putting readers on just to give myself a little relief, I fell off a freaking cliff. Like, that's it. That was it.
Yeah, so that's... That's why they're on now. More. One of the reasons I never bring them in here, because I drive with them, and I take them off because I assume I'm going to lose them.
Right.
But it's gotten to...
Have you thought about doing the one contact and just leave it in one eye?
I have.
Try it sometime. Just, like, leave it in one eye. You get them anyway. You wear them when you surf.
And I think the contact is the way to go. Because I talked about doing LASIK, and they even suggested, we'll do one eye. And I just thought, I'm more of an all-in or an all-out guy. You know?
An all-white or an all-black person.
I either
sure.
want
There's
both
no
eyes
gray.
Done, or I feel weird trying to get used to the one eye. And
right. It does, I worried that I wouldn't be able to get you, because I wear one contact for reading, and... your brain just does it for you.
Yeah.
There's no real effort. Like, It just adjusts.
Where'd you get?
No problem.
I don't remember from yesterday. Where'd you get the extra ones? Remember you?
George gave them to me.
No.
I went back to my optometrist and they gave me sample ones.
And like, did you bring those back to Costco?
I didn't bring them back yet, but I will. I reordered the right ones, but I didn't. But I didn't ship back the old ones.
You're new.
I'm dumb.
It's not easy. We don't do this stuff all the time. You're getting used to it.
Yeah, I don't get into a routine where you don't just have them.
Yeah, I'm really excited to have them though. The not wearing the glasses is great. I just feel like, you know, they just mark you as an old person. I have enough marks against me.
It's so funny we're talking about this because I was talking to one of the traffic guys, Bob, from KCBS.
Bob!
And he comes in with his, you know, his glasses and his hat that he wears, his helmet that he rides his bike here because he got towed from across the street. So now he rides his bike. I'm like, where do you live? He goes, Oakland. I go, I know you ain't riding from Oakland.
Yeah, he takes across.
From Bart.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I'm looking at him and I thought, I was wearing my glasses too. And I thought, look at us. Wearing our glasses.
I know.
We're old people now. Because I've known him for so many years. It's just like, oh, look at us. Our glasses.
It just sucks. It's like, your eyes just feel tired. And I always think, you know, how lucky we are that, I mean, as pain in the ass as glasses or whatever you're doing to correct your vision is, it's, you know, imagine 300 years ago. Or longer, you know.
When just bumping into
you were just
stuff.
Screwed. You know, no wonder we died at 45 back in the old days. We're like, F it, I give up.
I can't hear, I can't see.
All right, I'm
but
done.
But if I don't feel well, my vision even gets worse.
Is that so?
Yeah, if I'm not feeling good physically, even mentally it's happened. I can remember one time recently, last year, that I was feeling mentally not well.
Oh, like depressed?
Yeah. And my vision just shrunk.
Well, you have a lot going on with your eyes.
Yeah.
And
but that specifically, like, I was just...
I wonder if it takes a bit of sort of, like, core strength to keep your...
Maybe.
Keep your eyes...
I don't know, but I was just like,
where they
wow,
are.
I know I'm not feeling good if my eyesight is even less.
Wow.
I think that's pretty normal.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, that your mood can affect a lot of other things in your life, for sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's good to know.
I think.
My arm hurts because I had to lift it. It's super depressed.
Well, don't lift, okay?
I won't.
All right, enough of all that old talk.
Okay.
What happened last night at the Planning Commission?
Oh, my God. Tell us everything.
So, you know, it's funny because I get in this morning and I take a look at the newspaper. And last night was the ballet, the opening of the ballet.
I looked at all the pictures online to see if I saw Hooman. I didn't see him. I did not see him.
Oh, well, I just thought... Oh, we both had late nights last night. Although mine went till 7.
Oh, so that's nice. Seven. Only 7 o'clock.
Yeah. And I don't know how late
I was worried
out,
that you'd be out all night.
No.
Started at 6?
It started at 6. Oh. So
they run a tight ship over there in Scotts Valley.
Yeah, well, so I went to the Planning Commission meeting in my town because there are a lot of expected growth in every town right now. And if you're not paying attention, you may not have a right to bitch down the line. As things get put into your neighborhoods and you go,
I didn't know about that.
What the hell? It's all happening in meetings in your town and you should be there to voice this crap. I know I sound like, again, with the old man stuff. But
back to the old man stuff.
Well, you know what? But we're heavily invested in these towns. Anyone who has bought a home in any one of these neighborhoods, that's your life savings, basically, is into this house. And if what they're doing in your neighborhood could hurt that. Or worse, make you not like it there, but you can't
sell. The reason that you move there is now the reason you're leaving there.
Well, or you can't leave. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, how deep into it are you? Well, and can you afford to actually sell? Especially if the move they're making is hurting your home value.
Right.
So anyway, I went to this Planning Commission meeting because there's a lot of things starting to happen and where you hear rumors and you see the Santa Cruz Sentinel.
Shame.
Does these stories locally about how, we even heard it when I talked about it yesterday. Oh, they're planning to put a hotel in over there. And I'm like, the hotel they started, they haven't even finished.
Yeah. Any new hotels until this one is finished.
It's as I watch that thing go up in my neighborhood, this hotel that they didn't finish, the first floor goes up. I'm like, please stop there. Please, God. And at the time, I still had my Willa. And I'm walking her around, and I'm looking at this thing go up. And
how then close the, is this hotel?
It's across the street from the house that I used to own.
Oh.
Then the second floor goes up, and I'm like, oh, God, please stop there. And then the third floor goes. And as I'm watching this thing go up, I'm going, who's going to stay in this thing?
Right.
And someone, you know, called in and said, in summer, well, okay, but that's 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So what will this thing be doing the rest of the year?
Well, there's another hotel there, you said?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that one's...
It was a boutique hotel, but I think people are saying now it's called the Hilton.
Oh. Yeah.
When no. I stayed there one time.
Oh, you did?
For what?
In the very beginning. My friend Larry lives like down the street from you, Vinny, and I was visiting him, so I stayed at the hotel there.
Oh. So it's basically for people who've driven into Scotts Valley and now it's too late to navigate 17. We're just going to stay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guess
know.
If you guys didn't have so many friends, Vin.
Anyway.
That is weird, though. It's not. It's really not a destination.
No. No, not at
like
all.
Like you said, there's really nothing happening in the town. It's kind of a bedroom community, and it's just sort of in the mountains between San Jose and Santa Cruz.
There's a couple nice hotels in Santa Cruz proper, Chaminade,
sure.
And even the Dream Inn there is very nice. But there's a lot of janky ones. Like, I've stayed at some ones that you're like, this is questionable. What am I doing?
You know what's funny?
Even you stayed there at that one place.
I told you that story.
Yes.
The Mrs. was doing, this is like the last triathlon I think she did. Yeah. But she was staying. She was doing a triathlon and said, we're going to stay right there in this one place. I didn't take my clothes off. I slept in my clothes. And
in your bed condom.
I take that back. I didn't sleep. That place was, I just had bed bugs crawling all over me in my head. There was no going to bed. It was a dump.
Yeah.
An absolute armpit. And I just.
So, as a place like the Hilton is another option.
Well, so I went to this planning commission meeting and I'm going to continue to go to this stuff and I won't always talk about it, but I guess it came up because it's. There I am, 6 o'clock at night, last night. It'll be easier in the summer when it's daylight at 6 o'clock and not raining.
Yeah.
But last night was pitch black and raining.
Miserable.
Like,
what am I doing
here? This is the last place I want to go. I don't want to go here. I'm winding down. Did they discuss the thing that you were?
Well, no, there's a lot of discussion about a lot of things. Last night was use of open space. And some trails that are going in, which is super cool.
Right.
In fact, if anything, that's what you want rather than more homes and high density housing. So that was cool. And a lot of people came.
Sorry, I hiccuped. I don't know why. Go on.
Sarah has. I was thinking I was laying in bed the other day and my stomach was growling. I go, that'd be funny if that was on air. And then I thought about Sarah. She just has some body functions that go on here. Yeah.
Listen, my stomach growls.
Totally
I don't
fine.
Know what to tell you.
Yeah, nothing.
The problem
I don't
is,
know.
It always
How
seems
about
to...
you eat?
Yeah, try a piece of toast.
I think it would growl even more. Like, my stomach's pretty noisy all day, every day. I, like, hear that sucker going. But it's always, like, right when Vinny pauses for a breath.
All right. And then he looks at you and points it out.
Right. I know. I'm like, just let it go.
I don't mean to,
it
but it's in stereo in my ears that...
But most people didn't hear it.
Sorry.
So I hiccuped. Okay, so go back to what you were saying.
Open space trails.
So the thing was, and I'm not familiar with the way these things work, but it was a time for people to voice their opinions, but there weren't going to be any responses. So, and I didn't know that. So as soon as they said, open forum, now's your chance to speak. I got up. You go to the front of the room. I go to the front
of the
room.
Your little podium and microphone?
No podium. But I just said, you know, look, one of the big problems that all communities deal with when you have open space and useful areas for the communities is parking. The overflow can't end up in these neighborhoods in front of people's houses. You have to have parking or you're going to end up in a war.
And then you're going to require permits.
Right. The people who want to park are like, hey, I'm here for some fun. And the neighborhood that pays and is going to be like, get out of here. Don't wet your car in front of my house.
How fun that you got up and spoke.
So, well, whatever. I mean, that's just why. That's why I went. I mean, you have to put your opinion out there and get on record.
Did you go alone or with your girl?
I went alone.
With your friend John.
He's a real estate guy and couldn't make it.
Because
he had
a deal going on.
So he talked you into going to this meeting.
He didn't talk me into it. I wanted to be
there. In the supermarket when you talked for half an hour with your ice cream melting.
Those friends.
Mm-hmm. The ones that get you all fired up about something and then push you up into it.
And then they're like, so what happened?
Yeah, what happened with that thing I made you do?
It wasn't like that at all. It was cool to be part of it. It was really neat to see it.
But did the hotel thing come up?
No, that's next.
Well, it sounds like these are going to be a regular thing for
and
you.
And that you guys got a call about the golf course thing. That's also going to be a thing.
Because they're going to convert that into housing?
I guess they're selling the golf course and it'll turn into high-density housing. Which is fine. I don't care as long as they know what the traffic will be like and how that's going to affect people who already live here.
In California in general, golf courses are having a hard time.
Of course they are.
All around. So I know they publish minutes for your meeting. I'm going to go look it up and see if...
Mr. Vincent Hassan of XXX, this lane, had this to say.
And I tried not to turn it into, you know, it's
the
nighttime.
Vinny show?
I tried not to turn it. But I did say, you know, look, you're going to have homeowners painting the curbs in front of their houses red or dropping nails, you know, in... You don't want that. You want to make sufficient parking.
You told them all your strategies, Vinny.
No, this is
you laid it right out there.
Think about the people who buy in San Francisco or at the beach. These are two places where you've achieved your dream.
I'm here. I own a home.
And now you've got an influx of people doing what it's during the beta breakers. People are peeing in my yard.
Right.
It's the homeless problem right now has spread because they're putting up tents. People are like, I've achieved this goal, and I have a campsite in my front yard. It's kind of it's tough. So yeah, you've got to be out there and voice, or you're
ass out.
Well, I don't know how else to handle it other than what, move. Again?
No.
Please don't.
Right.
I just don't know if you can handle it.
I don't
just
know.
Just get closer. Not like, I don't want you.
Yeah, please do not move to Santa Cruz. I know. I found a great place in Carmel. Yeah, you laugh now.
I know.
Remember when we used to make fun of Jack who drove in from Santa Cruz every day? We're like, who the hell would do that? Vinny. That's who. Vinny,
but Jack didn't have to be at work till 11.
Right.
But
or whenever.
Probably left at 8.
I know. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen Jack in a while.
Yeah.
He still does his production
his
work.
His voice work?
Yeah. And I believe he's doing something for a station. I can't remember if it's out of Sacramento.
Oh, good for him.
Something. I saw
I'm
him
glad
on
to hear that, though.
Yeah. Well, he's got the best voice ever.
Yeah.
So he does a lot of stuff still.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. He was a good guy. I still think of the studio that we do our secret show from as Jack's Studio.
Oh, totally. I always say Jack's Studio.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. And then the new people at work here are like, who? No? I'm sorry, what studio are you talking about? You know, the one on the corner, Jack's Studio.
My big adventure had me home at 7, though.
Oh, good.
And I still know that our dude was out probably didn't even start at the ballet until 8, right?
Oh, yeah. Hooman, you did the ballet last night? Is he not in there?
He's not here. Did you give him music?
Oh, sure.
I didn't see a whole lot of music going
on. It wasn't a ton. There's a few things we'll hear at 8 o'clock.
Anything
he's
good?
Working at that.
Something you'll like.
Oh, good.
Yeah. One thing. Everything else, no.
You'd
like,
be surprised.
I think you definitely have to pull this.
You know, because I do buy records and now I really want, not records,
recordings.
Yeah, recordings. I really want my daughter to love music and I'm trying to buy music that I know she'll like, and I don't like. I'm not a Mariah Carey fan, but I bought two of her early records.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah. Nice. Just the first one, Vision of Love. That's the only one you know.
Well, and
that, in my opinion.
I don't know. Is it Emotions? One of those songs is just
a damn emotion.
Vocal gymnastics. Is that the one she whistles on?
She whistles on a lot of them, but Emotions is. I think that one is actually on the second record, right?
I think it's the first song on the second record.
She is, she was in her day. She was like you know those, I always think of it as those paddles with a ball attached with a piece of elastic where you just go boingo, 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 you know, some people are really good at it. I'm like, that's what she's doing with her voice. She throws it wherever she wants. It lands, she hits it with the paddle, it goes back out, it comes back home. She is like a toy.
So I have all these this music that I wouldn't really have. But just the other night, we had dance party in my room, and my daughter's dancing, and I'm dancing with her, and it's like, Mariah Carey
is killing it.
Of all the things.
Is that the one where she goes,
I've got it right here. I've never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
That whistle thing.
It's so amazing.
I'm in the M's right now.
I think I actually fell down the first time I heard her doing those stuff. I was like, holy kidding me? Oh, forget it. I'm never going to make it as a singer. Go to the end where she's doing she's amazing. Oh, hell yeah.
Why won't you?
It won't go to the end.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, fantastic. Oh. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Good. There's like a breakdown where she starts doing the...
Watching my 4-year-old dance to this, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
She puts her butt out. She's like,
Oh no. She's twerking already?
It's automatic.
Well, it just feels so good to move. And when you're totally unabashed as a child, I mean, that's the rest of your. Oh, here we go. Oh.
Is that even human?
So good.
It's not. I know.
Like,
amazing.
Is she in the Guinness Book of World Records for like highest note? I don't know what the discussion is.
I actually think she has the largest range, is what they're saying. Largest range of recorded notes or something. Like she can do the as high as she can go, and then but she also has like an incredible low register
too. She just did it. Yeah. She goes.
No! She's amazing, or you know, she was amazing. Now she's just funny. Sorry, Mariah. I'm a fan. I love Mariah. And she's crazy. And then, was it you, Vinny, you were saying she just couldn't possibly live in the real world? She's like, I have no idea how you people
live. She was
saying
that. I just told you I read her interview and was like, boy, she at least knows herself enough to say I wouldn't make it in the real world.
Yeah, I can't do that.
All right.
I was thinking about Carey. Her boyfriend that she's dating now,
she's got a new boyfriend?
Tanaka. Well, it was her backup dude.
Right.
And
the one that was rumored to be her boyfriend for so long, and they're like, "We're
James
just friends."
Packer thing, and he must be just living the high life. Like, yes, Mariah, anything you say, Mariah.
Well, Mariah's going to need to start giving him an allowance, like J Lo did with Casper Smart, so that he can buy her gifts every month.
Right.
Well, you guys,
she wants to be showered.
That
with gifts.
Kid's done okay for himself. I mean, he's actually done really well for himself, but that first husband, or not the first husband, the second husband.
Tommy Mottola, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. When she tapped him as the next Mr.
Mariah.
Carey, he wasn't rich. Not
he was,
like he is now.
No, but he was famous,
yeah.
But he was an MTV VJ, right?
Yeah, he for sure benefited from that union. There's no question. I'm sure Brian Tanaka will, you know.
You're Mariah's husband? He ran out and tattooed her name across his back.
Right.
And, like, he was all in.
Yeah. Look what I did for you, honey.
And with the two kids, they're going to be connected forever.
Forever.
Right.
Moroccan and Monroe.
Monroe?
Rock and roll, because they...
Rock and row.
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Moroccan and Monroe.
Yeah. Oh.
Something like that. One of that.
We are so late.
It's okay. It's Friday.
Friday.
Okay, remind Hooman that we're going to want. Didn't Brynn leave him like a montage?
Yeah, he left a pre-made one.
Yes. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.